I remember when you guys stopped through Petersburg several years ago on your hiking and rafting and skiing journey from Seattle to the Aleutians, and I know it was the subject of your first book, A Long Trek Home, and you've since made Alaska your home, and you have two small kids. And tell me about the new book. It seems like that's part of the focus, is your home.
Yes. Well, the new book is Small Feet, Big Land, and, you know, both of those aspects come in. I often describe it as a story of many journeys, and some of the journeys are, you know, big expedition-style journeys, more like that first one, up to the Northwest Arctic. We spent 2 months here in Southeast out on the Malaspina Glacier. And these journeys are with our two little kids, well, whichever of them were born at the time. And the other journeys in the book are kind of our journeys towards finding a home in Seldovia and becoming a family and figuring out, you know, how to keep doing this stuff as a family. Also, it's Alaska maybe from a perspective that's a little bit more realistic than the reality TV shows. A book, you know, it's a book about Alaska for Alaskans, and not just them, but one that we'll all recognize as opposed to what the reality TV shows usually say.
Talk about some of the challenges you face when you want to make some of these treks, like the Malaspina trek I know you did with at least one or maybe both of your children at the time, in terms of taking care of them and keeping them safe while you're trekking through these sorts of places.
Well, I'll answer, then I'll pass it over to Higg.
Sure.
So the main thing that really, it's all about what you can carry. We actually did Malaspina Glacier with both kids. They were 2.5 and 8 months old when we started, and we were out for 2 months. And they were both in diapers. Neither of them were walking any significant distance. And so the main challenge is just pretty much logistical and kind of brute force. Like, can you actually find a way to carry all that stuff?
I know a lot of people, you know, ask about, safety with the kids. And I mean, absolutely, that's something that we spend a lot of time thinking about. And, you know, we've gone to using, carrying more gear to protect against bears. Like, we carry a bear fence now, and using odor-proof bags and all this stuff. And we're much more cautious in as far as cold water and such. But at some level, I think that kind of it misses what the experience is like. You know, the experience of trying to be safe out there is mostly, it's actually pretty easy. We move very slowly. You know, we have a lot of time to think about whatever we're going into, and we're all kind of focused on the same challenges. The whole family is going the same direction and kind of experiencing the same thing. So we're all kind of working together compared to, like, the experience where, you know, we're right now we're traveling on book tour, and we've been driving in the cities and just the chaos of life, walking around downtown Sitka even with kids seems a lot more out of control in some ways. And I think that a lot of the concerns people have when they hear about us going into the wilderness is it's kind of unfamiliar to do that with kids, but in actuality it ends up being quite safe, I think.
Describe, I guess, in the simplest sense, what, when you use the term ground truth trekking, what do you mean?
I think that the best way to explain it is sort of how it came about for us. I mean, we started, like a lot of adventurers start, doing expeditions because they were a lot of fun. And we really enjoyed getting out there and experiencing wild places. And that was what it was about. And along the way, we found that we really just ended up learning things. We ended up learning things about the places we went through. We ended up learning things from the people we met. We ended up learning things about the ecosystems and the issues. And we decided we wanted to share that, and we wanted to keep doing that. And so when we head out on an expedition, we don't head out just to raise awareness of a certain thing, because that would imply that that wouldn't be ground truthing. That would imply that we already knew all the answers and that we were just out there to, you know, as an excuse to tell other people the answers we already knew. And really, we try to go out with an idea that we're going to actually learn things through our experience and share whatever that is. And there are always surprises.